Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The story is told of a man who walked to the river every day to collect water for his master. He carried that water in two pots, one on either end of a pole that he carried across his shoulders. One pot was perfectly made and did not leak a drop of water. But the other pot was cracked and broken, and by the time he got that pot back up to his master's home, it was half empty. For 2 years, the man made that journey every day, and each day that cracked pot was only half full by the time they got to the master's house. The perfect pot, the one that didn't leak, was very proud of its ability to carry water and not to lose any of it. It boasted of its power and of its might and of its perfectness. That made the cracked pot, the broken pot, that made that pot feel bad. One day it was so ashamed that it apologized to the water bearer because of its weakness and its brokenness. It said, "You know, you worked so hard carrying that water up to the master's house every day. And then I'm only half full by the time you get there." The man felt sorry for that pot and he said, "When we come back tomorrow, I want you to notice that there are flowers all along the path." And so the next day as they went up the hill, the pot indeed did notice that there were flowers all along the path. The man said to that cracked pot when they got there, "Did you happen to notice that all of those flowers were only on your side and none on the other side of the perfect pot? You see, I've always known that you weren't perfect. I've always known that you were broken, that you were weak, that you couldn't carry as much water. But I have used that weakness that you have. You see, I planted flowers on the right side of the path. And every day as we walked by and you leaked water on these flowers, they grew because of that water. You see, without you in the way that you are broken, just the way that you are, my master would not be able to enjoy those flowers that I pick and take to him every day." In our epistle lesson for today, Paul begins by speaking about boasting, but not about boasting about his weakness. He doesn't boast about his strengths, he boasts about his weakness. He describes a time about a man he's describing himself, when 14 years ago he was taken to what he describes as the third heaven. Let me explain a little bit about that because it's an important concept. The Hebrew people had a limited belief and understanding about how the universe works. And so it was their belief that there were three heavens. The first heaven was the sky as you look at it during the day and the atmosphere that we live in. But at night, you see, you can see farther because it's obvious that the stars are farther away. And so they thought of that, what we call space, they thought of that as the second heaven. And the third heaven they saw as heaven itself, the place where God lived. And that's the place where Paul says he was taken. He was taken to heaven and listened to what Jesus had to say to him. In fact, he says, "I went to the third heaven where things cannot be told, things which man cannot utter." At that point, in that time, in heaven, Paul saw things he couldn't describe. And he was told things that he could not repeat. Things which he just can't explain. And so that could have made Paul very bold. Could have made him very proud. "Look at me. I went to heaven. Jesus told me all these things. I saw all of these things." But Paul says, God gave me a thorn in my side so that I might not boast about my pride and my knowledge. We don't know exactly what that thorn was. People speculate, doesn't really matter. But it had a significant negative impact on his life. Let me read that same passage from a version of the Bible called The Message, and it's written in more of today's vernacular. I want you to understand where Paul is coming from here, and this may help. Paul says, because of the extravagance of those revelations, what he learned in heaven, what God told him, what Jesus told him, because of those extravagances of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given a gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he did, in fact, was to push me to my knees so that there is no danger of me walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of this as a gift and begged God to remove it. Three times I did that, and then he told me, Jesus, my grace is all that you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. And Paul goes on, once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began to appreciate the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I can take limitations in stride. And with good cheer, these limitations that cut me to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so the weaker I get, the stronger I become. Because of Paul's weakness, because of the disease that he had, this infirmity, this feebleness, we don't know exactly what it was, Paul is forced to turn to God for help every day. Paul acknowledges that, like that broken jug, that broken container at the end of that pole, he too is broken. And God uses that brokenness. And so I ask you, what brokenness do you have in your life? What feebleness of mind do you have? What infirmity do you experience? Perhaps you have a sickness. Certainly we are all sinners and corrupt from our conception. So the point is that we all have weakness. We are all broken and cracked pots. And yet God can use us in ways that we cannot imagine because of that weakness. Let me give you an example. I want you to imagine for a minute that you are given the responsibility of interviewing some people who God will use for his mission here on earth. As you interview them one by one, here's what you learn. One tells you that after a night of heavy drinking, he was sexually abused by his own son. Another confesses that he gave his wife to another man so that he could sleep with her. And yet another plotted with his mistress to kill her husband. Still one more admitted that he murdered a man and has never been brought to justice for that murder. Another one that you interview is a prostitute. Another has a lifestyle that's marked by violence. He even killed people just to impress his girlfriend. And yet another confesses that he cheated his brother out of his inheritance. Now, if you had to choose, which one would you choose? That's a tough decision. Which one of those would you choose? I'm going to tell you that you should have chosen them all. Here's why. The man who got drunk and was sexually abused was Noah. The man who gave his wife to sleep with another man was Abraham. The man who plotted to kill his mistress's husband was David. The one who murdered an Egyptian and got away with it was Moses. The prostitute that you interviewed was Rahab. The man whose life was marked by violence and killing was Samson. And the person who cheated his brother out of his birthright was Jacob. Scripture shows us that God uses very flawed, very weak, very broken people. People much like that pot that got used in ways that it could not imagine. Each of us has our own unique flaws. We have our own weaknesses. We have our own brokenness. We're all cracked and broken pots. But like that cracked and broken pot that watered the flowers, God can use your flaws. He can use your weaknesses. He can use your brokenness. And he uses them to show his mercy and his power and his love. So therefore, I encourage you not to be ashamed of the weakness that you have. We are all broken and sinful people, but rather we need to acknowledge them. You need to know that in your brokenness and in your weaknesses, God uses those weaknesses because it is in your weakness that we find the power of God. God's power and grace and mercy stand in stark contrast to our weakness. But with Paul, we can boast of that weakness and rejoice in that weakness and give thanks for it. Because when we are weak, it is then that we are strong. Because in your weakness, God most clearly shows his power and his grace and his mercy. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.